Gentlemen, let's broaden our minds. Lawrence.
Batman, Batman, Batman.
The dead one. Catwoman will never learn.
Go, Aaron, go.
We're always worthwhile.
Hey, and welcome back to the Brotherhood of Batman. I'm Aaron, I'm the oldest, and I'll be doing the editing and recording and throwing my computer out the window. So this is our second try at doing this. So we lost a bunch of our recording because my computer was having issues.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, it was pretty much a fail. So we will
try
this
again. The batteries are dead!
Absolutely, yeah. So we're going to give this another shot at our episode 3 tonight. So I'm Aaron. I'm going to pass it on.
I'm Jake. I'm the middle brother. I do not do anything technological. I just read comic books, and I put the list together and got these bozos together to do this podcast.
I'm Ben. I'm the baby brother, the sunshine into Gotham. I'm sunshine because I only have a positive outlook at every book that we read. I love everything. This is the Brotherhood of Batman podcast, a podcast where three very different brothers read Batman through a quote-unquote chronological order, and we discuss the
continuity.
Books. We get together, we have some fun, some shenanigans, themed beverages. This week, we read Batman Year 2, and I made a theme beverage called the Flaming Nun. I did that because there was a nun in the book, so I Googled nun drinks and made a really gross drink. What did you guys think of the drink I made?
I'm surprised you didn't bring, like, sacramental wine or something.
Since we lost the first recording of this episode, I have struggled through most of my drink. I'm almost done with it.
It was pretty terrible. Like the life of a nun, I'm imagining.
Although, because of the tequila and vodka, by the time you get down to the bottom, it's not so bad anymore.
It's a shot.
Yeah, because it's over. When you get to the bottom, it's done.
It's a shot of vodka, two shots of tequila, some Tabasco sauce, and some apple juice. I was like, is it applesauce or apple juice? The Tabasco.
It would still taste like shit.
I actually think I'm enjoying it. What else? What's happening? Oh, you can find us and follow us at our social medias. That is the Brotherhood of Batman on Instagram.
Brother HD Batman on Twitter.
The Brotherhood of Batman podcast on Facebook. Or the Brotherhood of Batman at gmail.com if you want to just send us an email and let us know how we're doing.
And what I almost spoiled was what, Jake?
Well, today, for the second time in trying this episode, we have a very special guest star, our very first guest star in the Brotherhood of Batman, my intelligent, beautiful, lovely wife.
Sarah. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah.
And what Jake meant to say was lovely, beautiful, intelligent, Ben's best friend, which is how Jake met his wife.
That's so true.
Hi, Sarah.
It's true.
Thanks, Ben.
Hello.
You're welcome.
All right. So, Sarah, you are here to do your first guest starring on the Brotherhood of Batman.
And by the way, this episode's going probably her last.
Well, she has to do next episode because she read the book too.
Oh, well, that's true.
We've already asked you most of these questions, so we're going to try to put a little bit of a flair on them this time. Woo. So you let us use...
I'm sorry. Woo! Go ahead.
Woo! You let us use the house all the time to record, and I really appreciate it. You've taken our son out and done stuff so that Aaron, Ben, and I could... utilize this space to record our episodes for the first season and go into the second season. Outside of me, which of my two brothers owes you the biggest favor?
Oh, that would be Ben.
But we're friends. You want to be here.
Let me tell you why.
So you're obviously here to talk about Batman, talk about comics and everything. Do you collect comic books?
I do collect comic books. I have quite a large selection by law.
you have half of a large selection.
No, I take it all.
Did you collect comic books? Did you collect or read any comic books before you met Jacob?
Before I met him, no.
before but you before got we with were... him.
Romantic.
Romantic. Oh no, there's antacids on the table. Somebody's getting acid in the face.
Oh.
Before we were to the like a couple, before we, you know, were married and moved everything wow,
this
in.
This is really awkward.
It's yeah, a really weird way to phrase it.
Sorry that we are filming this all over again. Anyway, so what's your comic book? What comic book interest?
So alrighty. So the first series I collected was it was Detective Comics when Batwoman was the main person, not Batman. And then also the Gotham City Sirens that was running at the same time.
The lesbians?
Well, they were not in that series.
Well, Batwoman.
Oh, she was.
and still is and forever will be.
I was thinking of Harley and Poison Ivy.
Yes.
So I know that we've talked outside of the podcast, you and I, about,
I hope so. You're married. We don't do this all the time
about this specific topic. They are introducing
lesbians,
this specific Batwoman? Lesbian. They are introducing Batwoman into the Arrowverse, yes. Or they did in the last big, crossover that they did. And there's, I think it's been picked up for its own series. Are you excited to watch that, what you know about the character and everything?
Yes, I'm very excited. I'm not up to date on the Arrowverse shows yet. A couple seasons behind, but yeah, I'm really excited to see what they do with the Batwoman character.
Me too. I think her costume, like, it looks so on point with the comic version.
Who's playing her?
Is it Ruby?
Yeah, Ruby Rose. What's
She's
her name?
She's from Orange is the New Black.
Who's a lesbian in real life, right? So yeah. Representation, exciting. Yeah. The outfit looked great. I haven't watched it, but I saw a picture.
Yeah, and a lot of the things, because I used to do a book club, and we read one of the Batwoman books for it. And one of the big things we talked about was her costume is practical, besides a cape, because, you know, capes get in the way. But
the Incredibles.
But, like, she wears boots. Like, you see the treading on them. It's not high heels that she goes and fights in. It's, yeah. So it looked like that's what they're going towards in the Arrowverse as well.
Yes. Here is her costume from the Arrowverse show.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
And then here is her costume from the comic book.
They're the
so
same.
So can you share the link on Facebook for that, Jake? Because you can find us at our social medias, and you might have a hard time seeing the images that he just showed me, since this is an audio program.
Yeah, we could definitely put in comments of the episodes. And, you know, people that are listening to this are welcome to comment on each episode. If there's something you want to share with us that we've been talking about, please let us know. I know the way that the Facebook works, you can't generate your own new post, but you can definitely comment on the post from each episode.
And you can send us a tweet, too.
Yeah, you can send us a tweet. You can send us emails, whatever you want to do.
Sarah, what superpower would you have?
I would love the ability of teleportation.
Mm. Hey, that's what I said too.
Oh, that's a surprise.
Why do you want to teleport?
She wants to move goods very quickly.
Get her groceries upstairs.
I would like to sleep later. That's the main thing.
That's fair.
I think teleportation would be pretty sweet. What would be the most obnoxious thing you would do if you could teleport?
Anything? I'm thinking Harry Potter, when the Weasley twins learn to apparate and they just pop up everywhere, and it's really annoying.
Scare the crap out of people?
Yeah.
I would do that a lot for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that would be.
I wouldn't do anything annoying because I'm a respectful
person. I feel like you
person.
Have something in the chamber. What would you
Much
do?
Much like Batman in this book that we read.
Oh, boy. This book.
Yeah. I don't have anything specific in mind. Usually my obnoxiousness comes spur of the moment or when I've had some time to plot and plan.
You just get cranky when your technology doesn't work.
Yes. There's a lot of plugs and cords and things, and I don't know why it wasn't working, and it's really annoying to me. But that's
okay.
Another point.
It's
but
great.
We're doing all right right now.
Up to this point, you've
so
done a great job. You know, one screw up on your parts.
I heard up to this point.
I have a question for Sarah. Sarah, define queerity.
Well, I hear that queerty is actually
no, you shut up. That was good. So Well, y'all thought that we created the word queerty many episodes ago, and I thought it was time to come clean and say that queerty, as in not with an I in between the R and the T, just queerty is actually a new an online news thing for LGBTQ plus things, and it's like actually really big and important. So they have like awards and everything. So I thought we shouldn't keep trying to claim that, but we added an I. Because there's no an I in team, but there's an I.
Well,
in
queer we didn't create it, but I think we can claim it for podcast purposes.
There's
right
no
now.
I in
a bunch
brotherhood
of
either.
Straight like cis men out, cannot no claim the word queerity. Do what? What'd you say?
I said there's no I in brotherhood either. Like, you spell it out.
It's true.
There's no one there.
Perfect. But there's two I's on a bat. Okay, so anyway, and they're blind. Okay, so anyways, Sarah, how did you get introduced to Batman?
Well, I think first I was introduced to Batwoman. And then I just kind of always knew about Batman. I think the first Batman movie I saw was I went with my dad and my sister to go see The Dark Knight.
Cute.
But then there was also one on vacation up in Michigan, I guess in the late 90s. There were some kids that were a couple of cottages down from us on the beach, and they had recently seen Batman and Robin. Is that the name of it? The George Clooney one?
Yeah.
With the and nipples.
That all I knew about was Batman had nipples. That's all they talked
fantastic.
About.
We've talked about that movie so many times. I think we've got to review that at some point.
Oh, we will. We will eventually. Yeah. And
do you like the bat alcohol. Nipples?
I haven't seen that movie. I just heard them talk about
so
it.
So you can come back for that episode.
So do you feel that Batman is an important part of comics and pop culture?
I do. I think he's one of the building blocks of the comics, like him and Superman.
You said earlier that you can't get away from him. You can't avoid him.
Well, I
is
think
that
that's
because
true.
Because of me?
No, I think just in society, he's everywhere.
Yeah.
Where does his logo rank on the most recognized worldwide logos? Because I know that like the cross, the McDonald's symbol, and Superman are the three most recognized logos.
Yeah.
What's where does Batman fall? Sarah's looking like I'm making up stuff.
No, I believe you. I'm trying to think.
It was a couple years ago I saw that, but
I haven't seen that that article in a while. But I would imagine that Batman has even more recently like. Gone higher in the ranking than he was with the Lego movie and all of the Justice League stuff. And I mean, I think Batman is got a wider spread into pop culture than Superman does even right now.
Good deal. Sarah, is Bruce responsible for killing Martha?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, you're still wrong. You're wrong earlier and you're wrong now.
Are you familiar with the pearls?
I am familiar with them.
Pearl Gate.
What'd you say?
Pearl Gate. Is that bad?
What's pearl? What's a pearl gate?
If you say gate at the end of something, it makes it a scandal.
Yes.
Oh.
Didn't you know that?
No, I had no idea what he was talking about. I thought he meant to say Pearl clever. Harbor. I'm like, no, it was a gate.
Liked it.
It was a harbor.
This is why I can't be funny on here, because my brothers are stupid. One of them. Sorry, Aaron. Listening to this podcast, the idea is that Bruce made his mom wear pearls, and then the man grabbed the pearls, which led to the death and blah, blah, blah. So you think he's not responsible?
No, I don't, because victims aren't responsible.
Ooh, I like that.
What happened to them?
Yes. That's cute. That's good. And I now want to change my opinion.
You must choose. Mobsters.
Lobsters?
Mobsters.
I like
Rogues
lobster.
Gallery. Or lobsters.
I'm going to go with Rogues Gallery.
But if the question was lobster or mobster, I am 100% lobster.
Oh, I'm 100% mobster.
So
I think I would go lobster.
These questions aren't on our questionnaire, but I feel like we're going to extend this interview a little bit longer. We recently released our episode 0, where we talked about just our general love of Batman and everything. And the three of us answered who our favorite non-Batman supporting hero was, or supporting character outside of the villains. Do you have one that you'd like to share with us?
I think it would be Nightwing.
That's
more
why we're
so
married.
Than like Batwoman. which got you into it.
Right, but I think, see, I equate her and Batman on the same level.
Well, the correct way, Jake reworded it. When we talked about it, we didn't say sidekick. We said bat family.
Yeah, oh, bat okay. family.
So any character that's in the Gotham universe.
Gotcha.
That's not Batman okay. himself.
Okay. I think it might still be Nightwing.
Well, you did a big school presentation on Nightwing. You did a PowerPoint presentation and talked about his origin and the origin of the superhero from his perspective, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, so I learned his whole arc in the story, you know, from Robin Year One to...
Who?
When?
Yeah, maybe we'll get to that someday.
I'm sorry, you guys, I haven't met him yet.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
All I've seen is some circus clown.
And then
I hate everyone but Sarah in this room.
The follow-up question would be, who's your favorite villain?
My favorite villain? It might be...
Hugo Strange. Hugo Strange. Hugo Strange.
No.
No one thinks that, Jake.
it might be Poison Ivy.
Oh. Aw, so she shares favorite hero with you and favorite villain with me. Wait. does that mean your relationship to us is Jake's like
what?
Good and I'm like an evil bitch that likes plants? What?
Wow, I think we nailed it. That's yeah.
That's
interesting.
Nice. What do you like about Poison Ivy?
I like that she's a strong female character. You know, she doesn't take crap from anyone, and she always has an interesting storyline, I think, where some of them kind of get swept to the side.
So, any other questions for Sarah before we dive into this fantastic book?
Did you read the book that we read this week, Sarah?
I did.
Awesome.
All right, Ben. Since Sarah read it, I read it, Aaron read it. And I know you read it.
I did read it. I read this time, guys. Sometimes
Why don't
I
you
don't.
Give us a recap?
Oh my god, this is the third or fourth time I've recapped, and
we've
I've
tried this a couple times because of our technical difficulty. We're gonna keep the book review pretty short this time
because none of us liked it.
Yeah. So this. Oh my god, what are we doing? Okay, so Batman Year Two. This is the story of this character called the Reaper, who used to take care of Gotham City before Batman. He's back and he's super violent. Batman, meanwhile, is like, blah, blah, blah. I got the gun of the person that killed my parents and I'm going to use it to avenge them. And he runs around with a gun. He's got a gun this episode, which is lovely. And by lovely, I mean terrible and completely not the point of Batman, and that would never happen. He also convinces this very nice girl, who's secretly the daughter of the Reaper, to not be a nun so Bruce can put his dick in her.
Grayson?
Yeah, God. it was written in 1987, and it was fine. It was fine. The art was whatever. We haven't talked about this either the times that we filmed this yet, recorded it, but I felt like the art didn't make a lot of sense. Like, there were times where Batman would jump out of the sky and, like, punch someone, and then they'd flip around backwards, not physically, like... The physics of it didn't make any sense. They would, like, be flipping the wrong way.
Yeah.
So I just thought the book was trash. Anyone else?
Well, there are a couple different artists. We should talk about a couple points before we get to our reviews or our recommendations. The art changed after the first issue. Alan Davis was the artist on the first part, and then Seth MacFarlane.
Todd.
Todd, yeah.
Todd.
MacFarlane. I knew it was one of the MacFarlane. Sorry. took over
related.
And, well...
There's more than two of them.
It was actually Seth Green, the actor that played Oz in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, actually the artist.
All right, great. Well, the art switched, and we all said the art was very typical of that time period and style. But I think it's important to know that, you know, they had some difficulty with, what would you say, Ben, when they change things midway through and it doesn't fit? Problems with their continuity in this book?
Yeah, it was trash. Anyways, Sarah...
Sir, since we've already discussed a lot of this book, and then we're just going to do a quick recap. What about the book were you most excited about discussing?
This book.
Well, there were a couple parts that jumped out at me that I was kind of interested by. Early in the book, or maybe it was in the second issue, I don't know, page 25. Gordon's talking about how he quit cigarettes, and so Batman's like, "Oh, well, then here you go," and he hands him a pipe. And
what
I feel
was
like
that?
He he's trying to not smoke, so don't give him another smoking
because
utensil.
Because Batman was terrible
in this. I thought that was hilarious. Yeah. What, like,
well, you don't inhale on a pipe, but I get it.
Yeah, I thought it was funny that he was just substituting one over the other. Oh, yeah, I'm trying to cut back, but let's just try this death method.
I like that when Gordon got mad at Batman, he broke the pipe.
This thing that you had for 8 pages is supposed to be this the symbolic breaking of your friendship.
I wrote down, Gordon gets his pipe, and then it's like, oh, he broke it.
I did the same thing, yeah.
With the art, there were 3 panels, and they were all the same, but they were different characters. There was Batman with his, bat suit, and then there was Caspian with his Reaper suit, and then there was Rachel with her nun outfit.
Habit.
It's called a nun suit.
I think nun suit is appropriate
Let's go with nun suit.
And so I kind of like that, and they were all the exact same.
Yeah, I like that too. I wrote that. Yeah, I thought that was good.
I thought that was their true form, is what they were looking at. Mm-hmm. And one of them just got a little lost on the way.
Have we talked in this version yet? Have I complained about how Bruce convinced her not to be a nun? Leslie Tompkins was back in this book, which was nice because Jake had us meet her, yada yada. So she's back, and her friend Rachel, Leslie Tompkins is like, Bruce, stay away from this sweet young girl, she's gonna go be a nun. He's like, oh, I'll see about that, let me put my dick in her. And so he convinces her not to be a nun, which makes him a asshole.
Yeah, Bruce, this is my least favorite version of Bruce Wayne that we have read.
My biggest problem was that I normally feel like his lady chasing is a shtick to create this persona of the playboy, but this didn't feel like a shtick. It felt like
I agree with you. I think part of it early on he was trying to be a shtick, but then he got caught in that, oh, I actually kind of like her as I'm doing my shtick, and it became more than that, I think, in this.
But there was nothing that connected this Bruce Wayne to the Batman that we had. Like, the Batman was torn from his realizing that there was a similarity between him and the Reaper that was out there killing people, and then him having to be involved in Joe Chill, which made zero fucking sense. And then all of this other story going on behind that was Bruce Wayne falling in love with the Reaper's daughter, who was supposed to be a nun. Like, it just didn't fit. It just didn't make sense. And the Batman and the Bruce Wayne had no crossover to tie them together as the same character.
Sarah, what was your take on Batman having a gun? Specifically the gun that killed his parents?
Yeah, I thought that was terrible. Batman doesn't use guns. And also, it's not practical that as a child, he stole the gun from the crime scene that killed his parents. Why would he want that memory?
These writers didn't know what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I could forgive, like, if you're going to give Batman a gun, end the story with Batman realizing why he doesn't use guns, why he's not going to take on the weapon of the enemy,
yeah,
where this just glorified the gun, and then he just puts it away at the end. Like, he steals it up and goes,
they didn't have any of that.
Yeah, it wasn't him being like, no, my other methods are actually the method. Like, it didn't justify any of the things that they put in the story. They just put him in there to put him in there, thinking that they could tie all these loose ends together and that they weren't ever tied up. Sarah,
Rachel, who was probably tied up.
Were there any high points?
Inappropriate.
I definitely try to read all the books at least with a respect for people creating something and putting it out there.
Yeah, it's so annoying when you do that. We're here to give our opinions.
And then trying to find the high points to shove down Ben's throat to make him realize why we're reading these books. So I have a few high points, but were there any high points that you had, Sarah?
I don't think so.
We were talking a little bit the last time, before we lost the recording, that if it had focused more on the Joe Chill and Batman being forced to work with him in some way, and that was what the book was about, it could have been more interesting, but this had just too many elements into it. Yeah. So I think that there were some good ideas in this. I just hated all of the execution.
I think I agree with that. Because I believe that Batman would team up with Joe Chill if it came down to it. And so I would have loved that be the story. And you could still have the Reaper in it, but don't have him the father of the nun that Bruce seduced. Like,
and him killing like 40 million people. He kills like so many people.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that he leaves in his wake.
So I would recommend this book to no one. Skippable.
Ben, were there any high points for you at all? Like, is there anything that you would take away?
No, I actually have more things to complain about. Alfred was dumb in this one. He wasn't used well, and they gave him a stupid accent with the way they wrote his words.
Yeah, that was dumb. I didn't like that.
I liked
getting the Joe chill, like, here's the guy that killed Batman's parents.
But that should have been so much more climactic.
It should have, yes, but I kind of like that, I thought we were going to get more of it. So I like that he was introduced and that we had, like, you know, a taste of, this is what he is. But they didn't really develop him more than just a stupid mobster peon.
I liked the outfit and the hairstylist of the reporter on the first page. That's it. She had a stupid haircut and I lived for it because it was very 80s.
So the few high points that I'm going to walk away from this book, because this is going to be one that's, somebody's going to have to force feed me this book if I'm going to read it again. I like that this is the first time Gordon is referred to as commissioner, guys.
Yes! No, that was actually good. It was movement and progress.
Evening, commissioner.
I struggled for a long time to try to find a point where, like, he gets that promotion, and it's there's not one. It's just there's a switch that happens in the storyline.
Yeah, we didn't see it earned, which was a little annoying.
Well, I'm gonna read it, and I agree because I spent for so long trying to find a point that it happened. I'm gonna read it as closing the holiday killer case is what earns him the commissioner spot.
So, like everything else, Jake is just bullshitting and making it be whatever he wants it to be. Fantastic.
That's fair enough.
But we talked about how you make your continuity your own. So
yeah,
as you have well done.
And so they refer to Gordon as the new
Harvey's
commissioner.
Not scarred anymore. Just kidding.
I really liked I liked Dr. Tompkins in this.
She was a lot better in this than
she was trying to stop Batman from being Batman when he felt the call to go out and do it.
I like that Batman had a bunch of hidden, like, trapdoors and things around the place. Oh, we've got the gun hidden here under the painting of my parents. Let me push this lever and the box opens up.
I thought it was really interesting after the stories that we've read and the movies that we've watched, how close the character design of the Reaper is to the Phantasm.
No. Do not bring my beloved Andre Beaumont into this trash. Okay, Sarah, would you recommend this book and to who?
I don't think so. I didn't really enjoy it. I guess if you want to read a lot of Batman, then you should read it. I did want to say when Leslie introduces Rachel to Bruce and they're at dinner, I loved Leslie's, like, you can see her rolling her eyes into the back of her head. That was pretty great art.
Yeah, she knows what a asshole Bruce is being in this story, and she calls him on it a lot.
Yeah.
But she still is his friend. Whatever. Anyways, moving on. So I would not recommend. 0 out of 4 recommend. Okay, so what's next? Sarah, thank you so much for being a guest this episode.
Jesus. Aaron, would you recommend this book at all?
No.
I wouldn't put it in the hands of anybody who wasn't a
masochist,
a Todd McFarlane fan. Like, if you were a Todd McFarlane fan, Seth. I would give this to you.
This
is Seth Green.
Some of his early work. He'd only been a comic artist for about 3 years. This is only one of two times that he's drawn Batman in a story. So it, you know, for me being a McFarlane fan and growing up on Spawn, that was one of the reasons that I owned this book originally, and one of the
reasons only you made us read it.
You jerks.
Is there a trivia question, Jake? Maybe right. Our guest should read it.
Well, I'm going to read the trivia question from last week and give you the answer that you haven't guessed yet.
What the hell is the question?
All right. So last week I asked everybody a trivia question.
I'm going to read it.
Initially, Batman's symbol was a simple bat silhouette on his shirt. In 1964, Batman changed the symbol to a differently shaped silhouette set against a yellow disc, and remained this way in his mainstream adventures until what year? Sarah. Oh, we'll wait for you. Aaron, do you have a guess?
Why?
We're going to go 1965.
1965. Benjamin.
So we're saying from the yellow to just black.
From when it stopped being yellow. It was yellow from 1964 until when?
2000.
Sarah.
1981.
All right. So Sarah said 1981. Benjamin said 2000. Aaron said...
Aaron wasn't listening to the question. So I said 1965, but that's obviously wrong. So let's go with 72.
I'll be damned. Benjamin, the answer is the year 2000.
Yay!
Do you know what storyline they changed it in?
No Man's Land.
Yeah, after No Man's Land, they gave him a new bat suit and a new symbol and the new storyline.
I remember, I knew that closely because the bat books that I own is like Detective Comics from like 1998, and I knew that he still had the yellow.
Nice.
Well, so that was my guess.
Awesome. All right, so I got a new question for you guys for next week. Think about.
Wait, what do I get for winning?
Jack shit.
Oh, I'll just drink this alcohol.
You get to unplug everything and put it away for us.
In a semi-recent issue of Batman.
Let Sarah read it.
In Batman Volume 1, issue 673.
Especially since you are carrying the Batchild.
Batchild, Bat-baby. All right, so how did Joe Chill justify all of his crimes, including the murder of Martha and Thomas Wayne? I'm even going to give you guys multiple choice on this one.
The Joker made me do it.
Was it A, class warfare? Was it B, he had a drug addiction and didn't think he could be held responsible for his actions while under the influence? Was it C, he regretted the pain he caused but believed he was free of responsibility due to Gotham's economic depression driving him to depression? D, he believed profit was enough of a justification and felt no remorse.
B for Batman.
Tune in next week for the answer.
All right.
All right. So in every episode, we're going to turn to
what did Aaron we learn today, guys? Anything? Any guesses about...
Wheel of Batman.
Aaron hates his computer.
It's that time again.
To do another one of our cute little skits?
No, it's time to learn the day's lesson. And to find out what it is, we turn to the Wheel of
Morality. Batman!
Wheel of Morality. Batman! Turn. Tell us the lesson that we should learn.
All right.
What's the lesson we should learn today, Aaron?
Well, let's find out. Oh. This book sucked.
All right. Wow. Well played. Okay. So for the Brotherhood of Batman, thank you everybody for listening. We're sorry about this strange and kind of hodgepodge episode.
This episode to Aaron and I was actually the Sisterhood of Batman because it had our sister here.
Yeah. Thank you, Sarah, for coming. Thank you for putting
for
up with
me.
All of us, especially me. For all these years.
Thanks for feeding
me. Yes,
thanks
for putting up with them. Yeah. Thanks for letting us invade your space.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week when you're a guest
next week.
Again.
What are we reading next week, guys?
More trash.
We're reading Night Cries, I believe. So
we'll be Night Cries.
Turning in to listen to that one. So
Night Cries, that describes how I feel about it. Crying myself to sleep.
If you want to hit us up on social media, at Twitter, it's BrotherHDBatman.
Instagram to see pictures of me being fabulous.
Brotherhood of Batman podcast.
Oh, I'll post an early picture of Sarah and I as kids.
Nice. And you can send us an email at brotherhoodofbatman@gmail.com.
Okay, so bye. For the Brotherhood, I'm Jake.
I'm waiting for our guest to say something.
Oh.
Guest.
I'm Sarah.
That was lame. I'm Aaron. I'm going to try to come up with something from this.
I'm Ben, your sunshine in the Gotham. And see Sarah's best friend. Bye.
Bye. Hopes of bitter plans, this city's way.